It was a crazy day. I mean, can you believe her ex-boyfriend came right into the office looking for a fight? I need to have a serious talk with our building security. Anyway, anything interesting happened with you today? Oh, come on. There's always something. Don't tell me being a house husband is all boring all the time. You're gonna make me feel bad. You saw a cool bug today. So freaking cute. You know that? God, I can't even handle it sometimes. Well, no way I'm letting you wash these dishes. No protesting. You've worked so hard today. It's the least I can do. Please. Whoa, wait. Don't take the apron off, though. It's adorable. Yes, I'm serious. Keep it on. You know what? If you're so adamant about doing the dishes, why don't you come help me? Hey, not like that. I didn't mean standing beside me while we washed them. I meant like this. Me behind you. You know, like the pottery scene from that one movie. What was it called? Ghost. What a stupid name. Who names a movie Ghost when it's not even a horror movie? Sorry. I just like horror movies. And I watched it thinking it was a horror movie. I was so disappointed. Needless to say. Anyway, let's get started, shall we? I'll put my hands over yours like this. Lean in nice and close. And we're all since I'm right next to your ear. Hey, your hair smells really good. Are you using a new shampoo or something? Well, whatever. Even after a long day, you can always count on that. You're so warm too, like a little furnace. I'm sorry, but I just can't get how cute you are in this apron. Like, it's seriously distracting. Where did you even get it? You You sewed yourself? Oh, come on. I know you're a house husband, but not that much of a house husband. Oh, that place. The one with the French name that I can't pronounce. I have walked past it a couple of times at the mall. It looks cute. When did you have the time to go down there? You were buying me a present. Oh, you little tease. Just telling me that so casually. You know I'm so bad when it comes to waiting for things. I know. I'll just have to wait and see. You always tell me that. And you're so good at hiding. I could turn the entire house upside down, and you'd still find the way to keep it on my hands. Honestly, it's like a superpower or something. Can I at least guess what it is? Only three? Fine. What? I had to start out small. You know, just to set a baseline. Okay. Is it a cookbook? Well, no, I can't exactly know how to. But, I don't know, maybe you want to try and teach me? You have all your recipes memorized, huh? Alright, Julia child. Sorry I asked. One more guess. An air fryer? What? Don't make fun of me. Air fryers are one of the greatest inventions in history. They literally fry things with air. Like, how is that even possible? Science is amazing. If you got me an air fryer, I think I would genuinely drop to my knees and cry out of happiness. What did you think? Alright, well, the dishes are done. You know, it feels good to do household chores every once in a while. They're a lot more calming than the hustle and bustle of the office. I know you work hard too. I'm just saying it's different. We each pull our own weight, you know. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, look out the window. It's a clear night. Do you think we could see? see something from the balcony. It's about time we made use of that telescope we bought. You know, if we can figure out how to use it. I really want to see Saturn. I hear you can see the rings and everything. Let's give it a shot. It'll be fun. Wow. I don't know what I was expecting, but it looks amazing. Just like every picture I've seen of it on a textbook. Except I'm actually looking at it for real. You know, calibrating this thing is a real pain in the ass. It's like trying to tune 10 guitars at once. Whatever. Just looking at the sky with my eyes is good enough. Isn't this so romantic? I mean, it's like we're on a date again. I think we did grow stargazing once. Didn't we? Right. Right. It was out in the countryside. We rented out a little cabin so that we could have some peace and quiet. Set up a blanket out on the hill. And then I realized we might not be alone for too long. And then I reached over to you and grabbed you. Just like this. No, we're not exactly in the middle of nowhere anymore, but we'll be fine if you just keep your voice down. Besides, haven't you always wanted to do some experimentation and exhibitionism? Oh, I know you have. You're so shy, but I know you're secretly a kinkster. There are some things you just have to find out sooner or later when you're married. Oh, I'm sorry. You just look so numb, irresistible. I was honestly a little on edge when I came in and saw you wearing it. But, you know, like I said, I didn't want to make you drop any dishes. Ooh. I can hang on. Am I getting you excited, honey? You know, for such a cute thing, you should really be wearing a skirt, not a pair of pants. Easier access for your dear wife. That's alright. I'm an expert at taking both. Oh, you didn't even notice I had my hand down there, did you? I know the a little cold on your legs. So why don't I warm them up on my hands a little, Just give your inner thighs a little massage. You're a needs some love too, you know. Let me just sneak my hand up your shirt and give you a few rubs too. Hey, keep it down, remember? You don't want to wake the whole neighborhood up, do you? Just relax. Enjoy yourself. Let me make you feel good. Oh yeah, you like that? Oh, I know you do, baby. I can easily tell by the way you're moving your hips. You're great. That's a good boy. Now turn around. Let me give that handsome face of yours a little kiss. Oops. Guess I got a little too handsy. Didn't want any pesky clothes to get in my way when I give your buddy some kisses. Oh, you're cold. Well, why didn't you say so? Really, really close. Yeah, just like that. Is that you I feel down there? Go ahead. Just try not to scream. I know how loud you can be when you get excited. Yeah, that's a good boy. Come on. Come on, move your hips just like that.
Thrust into me. Here, lie down on my shoulder if you need. So naughty. Why are you waiting for me to come home so you could do this to me? You know I make you feel good. You know I know how to treat you, right? Is that right? Why are you waiting for me?
Oh, you are.
You even touched yourself thinking of me. If I had known, I would have come earlier to satisfy you. It's okay. I'm here now. No more stress. No more being pent up. Well, she holds you.
You really were bent up, weren't you?
Naughty, naughty.
You were good. And kept your voice down, though. So I guess I should give you a reward for that, shouldn't I? Come on. Let's go into the bedroom.
You go.